Well, Syria's ambassador to the United Nations, Bashar Jafari, says the recent developments in the Middle East, particularly the unrest in Syria, are part of a geopolitical plan designed by the West. In an exclusive interview with Press TV, the Syrian official also said by taking part in Syria's presidential election, the Syrians said no to foreign interference in their country's internal affairs.
Condoleezza Rice called it the creative chaos 10 years ago as a justification of the American-British invasion of Iraq. So this plan did not end, as you know. It's continuous. They broke down Libya, they broke down Egypt, they broke down Iraq, Yemen. Now it's Syria's turn. So this is a geopolitical plan that is not only targeting Syria exclusively, although Syria is very important for either the success or the failure of this plan, but it is targeting the whole area. And ultimately speaking, the main goal is to secure for a long time, at a very long range, the interests of Israel and preventing the establishment of the Palestinian state in Palestine. So they need to open up a new front of a kind of deviation from the focus on the Arab-Israeli conflict and the Palestinian question to another focus, which might be a war between Muslims and Muslims. They call it Sunni and Shiite, but it's not a war between Sunnite and Shiite. It's a war against Iran in Iraq, against Iran in Syria, against Iran in Lebanon, against Iran in Yemen, against Iran in Egypt. The success of the elections gave and the popular mobilization, unprecedented popular mobilization in favor of the election, organizing the elections and in favor of electing President Assad, is a message, a kind of message sent by the Syrian people to all over the world that, guys, do not interfere in our domestic affairs. Our message would be a friendly message to all the people, actually. We want to have friends, not enemies. We are not seeking any animosity with anybody. We want to have friends, and we want to have normal bilateral relationship with everybody. We do not interfere into the American domestic affairs. Please do not interfere into our own domestic affairs.